And it's a very warm welcome from me, Johnny Bryan. Welcome to the ultimate test of music knowledge and expertise. Welcome to 20 Questions, the music edition, where you'll embark on a solo journey through 20 mind-bending music questions. Each question will progressively become more challenging, putting your musical prowess to the ultimate test. Here's how it works. I read each question twice, giving you a total of 10 seconds to come up with the correct answer. But beware, one wrong answer and it's game over. Do you have what it takes to defeat all 20 questions and prove your mastery of the world of music? From iconic melodies to obscure facts, this quiz series specializes in all things music. So grab your headphones, tune your mind to the rhythm, and let the challenge begin. Can you conquer the 20 questions and emerge as the ultimate music maestro? Get ready to play. Let's dive into this extraordinary musical journey and put your knowledge to the test. Welcome to 20 Questions. Here we go, question number one. Which famous musician is known for playing the piano and composing songs like Your Song and Rocket Man and closed the Glastonbury Festival in June 2023? Which famous musician is known for playing the piano and composing songs like Your Song and Rocket Man and closed the Glastonbury Festival in June
2023? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The correct answer is Elton John. Question 2. Which band performed the hit song Yesterday? Which band performed the hit song Yesterday?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The correct answer, of course, is the Beatles. Question 3. Who is the lead singer in the band Coldplay? Who is the lead singer in the band Coldplay?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The answer to question 3 is Chris Martin. Question 4. Which artist released the hit song Shape of You? Which artist released the hit song Shape of You?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The answer to that question is Ed Sheeran. Question 5. Which band released the hit song Bohemian Rhapsody? Which band released the hit song Bohemian Rhapsody?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The correct answer is Queen. So a nice comfortable start from you, but now we up the ante. It's a little more difficult from here on in. Question 6. The group Razorlight had its only number one hit single to date in 2006. What is it called? The group Razorlight had its only number one hit single to date in 2006. What is it called?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The correct answer is America. Question 7. What is the surname of the singer known as Adele? What is the surname of the singer known as Adele?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And her name is Adele Adkins. Adele Adkins. Question 8. Which artist released the song Good For You in 2021? Which artist released the song Good For You in 2021?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And that was Olivia Rodrigo. What is the title of the only Spice Girls number one to have the word spice in the title? Question 9. What is the title of the only Spice Girls number one to have the word spice in the title?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The correct answer is Spice Up Your Life. Halfway mark. Are you still in the game? Question 10 is this. What is the name of the male member of the duo Yazoo? What is the name of the male member in the duo Yazoo?
Five, four, three, two, one.
And that is Vince Clarke. Over halfway, question 11. Who reached the top three in 1993 and 1996 with the singles Don't Be a Stranger and Escaping? Who reached the top three in 1993 and 1996 with the singles Don't Be a Stranger and Escaping?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The correct answer is Dina Carroll. Next question. Bonfire Heart was a 2013 top five single for which singer-songwriter? Bonfire Heart was a 2013 top five single for which singer-songwriter?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The correct answer is James Blunt. Getting towards the finish line, it's in sight. Will this one take you out? Which actor recites the verses on Park Life by Blur? Which actor recites the verses on Park Life by Blur?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The correct answer is Phil Daniels. This next one is a difficult one. They're all difficult from here on in. How good are you on your lyrics? Load up on guns, bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. Is the opening lines to which iconic song from the 1990s? Load up on guns, bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. Is the opening lines to which iconic song from the 1990s?
Five, four, three, two, one.
And that was Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana. The theme tune to which film gave Hugo Montenegro his orchestra and chorus a UK number one in 1968? The theme tune to which film gave Hugo Montenegro his orchestra and chorus a UK number one in 1968?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The correct answer is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Five to go. The first of which is this. Who is the drummer in Coldplay? Who is the drummer in Coldplay?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The correct answer to that one is Will Champion. 4 more questions stand between you and defeating 20 questions. The first of which is this. Which Pink Floyd studio album was released after Wish You Were Here, but before The Wall? Which Pink Floyd studio album was released after Wish You Were Here, but before The Wall?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The correct answer is Animals. The group Baccarat, who had a hit with Yes Sir, I Can Boogie, originally come from Spain, but they represented which country in the 1978 Eurovision Song Contest? The group Baccarat, who had a hit with Yes Sir, I Can Boogie, originally come from Spain, but represented which country in the 1978 Eurovision Song Contest?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The right answer is Luxembourg. The penultimate question, on the first edition of 20 Questions Music Edition, is this. Chesney Hawkes, who reached number one with The One and Only in 1991, had his only other top 40 entry in the same year. Can you name it, please? Chesney Hawkes, who reached number one with The One and Only in 1991, had his only other top 40 entry in the same year. Can you name it, please?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The right answer is I'm a Man, Not a Boy, reached number 27 in the charts in 1991. And the final question. Which two groups combined to release the 2015 Top 20 album called FFS? Which two groups combined to release the 2015 Top 20 album called FFS?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Doesn't mean what you think it meant. It was the initials of the bands themselves. It was Franz Ferdinand and Sparks. Did you defeat the 20 questions? Are you top of the charts this week? If you are, many congratulations to you. If not, you can always come back next time. And that concludes our first episode of 20 Questions, the Music Editions. Well done to all of you music enthusiasts who dare to take on the challenge. Whether you sought a victory or faced a crushing defeat, thank you for taking part and expanding your musical knowledge. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to keep the music playing, make sure to subscribe to our podcast. We release new episodes every week with a diverse range of topics to keep you engaged. Tune in on Tuesdays for our music episodes, where you'll delve into the captivating world of melodies and rhythms. On Thursdays, expand your general knowledge with episodes that cover fascinating trivia from various fields. And for our sports fanatics, mark your calendars for Saturdays, when we bring you the exciting Sporting Edition. Don't keep the fun to yourself. Share the 20 Questions podcast with your friends, family, and fellow music lovers. Challenge them to join the quest of defeating the 20 questions in our music, general knowledge and sporting editions. Thank you for being part of our first edition of the 20 Questions Musical Edition. Thank you so much for your company. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.